What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast. What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is a zero. This is the instant reaction show to the Saints-Raiders game, or we should say the Raiders' dismantling of the Saints from the second quarter on. Like I said, it's an instant reaction show. It's where we're going to be irrational, and cooler heads will prevail for the other show later on. But right now, we got Scott and Ben. Welcome to the show. What are your thoughts on the game?
It fucking sucked.
And that's the instant reaction show. Seriously, though, why? Why? Who has answers?
I don't think anybody has fucking answers. I mean, it's just they have, like, literally have two players that are good, and we couldn't stop them. They have Jacobs and Waller.
We only game planned for one.
Apparently.
And at some point during the game, shouldn't we have realized Waller might be somebody to cover? I mean, and don't get me wrong. I know they tried. They tried double team. They tried triple team. They tried zone. They tried everything. Nothing worked.
Well, that's my point, is where, like, it almost seemed like they didn't game plan for him because they put so many different people on him. Like, you know, first it was, I don't know, Jenkins, and then it was fucking Jackrabbit, and then it was Lattimore, then it was DeMario Davis. It's like, what are we doing? Like, how do you not know and have game plan for this guy and have somebody cover him or plan a double team?
Also, where the fuck was the defensive line? This is a banged up Raiders offensive line.
Fucking missing, three Cam players? Cam Jordan was going against the third string offensive lineman.
He was double teamed all night.
And the other guy.
Yeah, but so is Waller, and he still made plays.
There you go. And then Incognito, where the fuck his name is, went out. And they still fucked it up. They couldn't get any pressure. Carr had all day. Throw the ball. They looked good at a couple of times, you know, where we got sacks or we got to the backfield, but, you know, too far. Far and few in between.
The first quarter, we looked good. We looked like we're just going to steamroll this in the first quarter. I was thinking, that's a nice, comfortable, easy evening for us.
They woke up and Ants had answers for everything.
We didn't kill him. That first drive we had to punt. If we got a touchdown, that was end of game. That would have been it. We would have made them one-dimensional, and it would have been game over.
But it didn't happen. No. Because this goes back to the offense. Let's talk about the offense. The Saints' offense is, and granted, maybe we were missing Michael Thomas more than we thought we would. Did Michael Thomas actually make Breeze look better than he, like, did he cover up for some of, you know, the Breeze aging syndrome?
I mean, it's possible.
Breeze, maybe Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused, where he doesn't know when to when to leave.
I mean, his inaccuracy was bad. He was missing. He missed Hill, I know, on a wide open play. Maybe Thomas has been making up for it, you know, just by being spectacular and being able to make catches that, you know, when the ball's not thrown accurate. I mean, at this point, everybody knows Drew's not going to be throwing the ball, chunking the ball downfield pretty much.
Which is
all.
A problem. It's starting to become a problem because defenses don't need to respect the
deep ball. Yeah, they don't need to respect the deep ball. Right. There's no point in having somebody like Damian Lewis if you can't throw the fucking ball deep. You know? I mean,
are we overreacting to Breeze? I mean, he hasn't been the Breeze we expect since, what did we say before the show, the Indianapolis game last year?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're overreacting. I mean, that's... You know,
are you ready to sit him?
They're not going to sit him.
I didn't ask if they're going to sit him. I said, are you ready to sit him?
No, you don't sit someone like
Ben. I have a text from you during the game that says,
I think he's done.
Breeze is done.
I'm just going to say it. Breeze is done. I think that was the exact quote.
He's done. You were ready to sit him.
I'm not to say he's done. I think he's not the player that potentially could take us to a Super Bowl, but we haven't got that player at quarterback. And he's our best chance still. So, but I just don't think he is at the elite level anymore. Look, he still threw for 312 yards, but 26 completions out of 38 attempts is it's
dinking
not.
And dunking too. Like he should be like 36 out of 36 dinking and dunking. That's classic Breeze.
But the interception was ugly.
I will say, if we get to the point where he plays like this for another game or two, I think we will have people starting to call for Jameis Winston to step in or Taysom Hill.
God, what have we come to?
we knew this window. We knew this day would come. We just hoped we could squeeze another season out. But I don't. You have to ask the question.
Let's just say I don't think Drew Brees is our biggest veteran problem on this team.
No, I would agree there.
Look, we all knew this day was coming, but we also knew that Brees wasn't going to be the Brees he has been. I mean, we've talked about it before where we knew he was going to be throwing downfield. He was going to be throwing short passes. And what did we say we were going to have to do?
You're right.
Rely on the defense. Who let us down tonight.
The fourth the defense
down. Looked like shit.
The fourth and what? Fourth and 10, 12, 15, third. What was it? Fourth and
third
long.
And fifth, third and fifth.
No,
third
the fourth 12. Down at the third at the fourth quarter when they went up by two touchdowns. There was a fourth down, and they ran the ball.
That was a third and 10.
I thought it was a fourth, and they went for it.
It was a third and 10.
Sweet Jeff.
You enjoyed that too much.
Either
way, Malcolm, you talk about the right veterans who let us down. Malcolm Jenkins let us down all night, and then on that play, it seemed like he just stopped and watched the run right past him.
Yeah,
Jacobs, right? Or yeah. Well, no, it was Richard.
It was Richard. Yeah, wasn't even in there. They just look bad. I mean, they just look bad. They couldn't stop Waller. They couldn't.
The penalty. So we couldn't get anything going, and when we finally do get something going, the penalties start to screw us up.
I think it was 129 yards in penalties.
Yeah, at least. I mean, unless they had a few extra ones after they showed that stat.
Yeah, I mean that's a touchdown. That's a football field.
That's a football field and a touchback.
Yeah, I mean you can't.
That's ridiculous. It is insubordinate. And you can't say, ooh, the refs screwed us. No. With 130 yards, the refs are not your problem.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple of ones that could have been ticky-tack, that could have been called back, but it's still – so you're looking at, I don't know, 95 yards instead of 129 yards. You know, I mean, it's
– So what do you say in the locker room if you're the coach? I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to say in the locker room tonight? What are you going to do over the next week to try and fix this?
They got to forget this game.
On a short week.
They got to forget this game and try to move on. That's all they can do. Just say, Pat, you know, let's look at the film and then get past it and move on to Green Bay. And they basically showed, I mean, I know every team doesn't have a tight end like that, but man, if their tight end's halfway decent, I think they just laid a blueprint out to beat us. You know, we can't cover tight ends.
It was shocking. And the pass interference at the end by Jack Rabbit was just fucking stupid. It was ridiculous. Like, you've seen Carr's he hasn't hit a deep ball really all game. And the biggest chunks you're getting out of us is the pass interference on the deep ball.
Was that
because
one going to be
just can't keep. How's that? We're never going to catch it.
But that's
I didn't get to see it because I was making my way down from the press booth down to the Silver Slipper.
I mean, but pretty much the game was over by that point. I mean, if you're giving up 31 points, your chance.
We had a glimmer of hope. Though.
We had a glimmer of hope, but I mean, if your defense is giving up 31 points, man, it's not gonna be a happy ending. It's just not unless you're the Falcons.
Yeah, we can still laugh at that on the show later, can't we, I suppose. But
yeah, we'll catch that later in the week.
Kamara looks positive as it is. Kamara looks like Kamara. He looks an absolute stud.
That's the only highlight.
Traquan looked pretty good.
Traquan looked good. Yeah, filling in for the number one slot.
I mean, he did. You know, Sanders would just fucking disappear.
Yeah,
you
but
know.
Somebody pointed out, maybe it was in our group chat, that Sanders, I mean, he has not learned. He hadn't had a full offseason with us. He didn't have a real good camp. I mean, he didn't have a preseason. It does make sense why Sanders wasn't prepared to step in.
I'm more concerned about Jared Cook only getting one pass, but it was a touchdown, fair enough.
But. Well, they might have shut him down. But it seems like, again, if you think about Breeze from the, like we were saying, if he's struggling, then, and he's only going to laser on, like, he's going to laser on Kamara, he's going to laser maybe on his second check. Breeze used to be able to spread the ball out. Every receiver, he had 15 different receivers in the course of a game, and it seems like he's lasering. Remember, he used to do that with Jimmy Graham, and that was a big problem that kind of hurt us, was he would try to force it to Jimmy. Right now, he's only throwing it to two people, and it's maybe because it's his safety valves.
Yeah, or maybe nobody's getting open.
Or that.
I don't know. And we could probably talk about this more tomorrow on the big show, but, you know, coming into the season, the talk was, well, Taysom's going to be probably playing a lot more quarterback. Like, they're going to almost kind of split time a little bit. You know, Breeze will still get most of the snaps, but Taysom's going to be in there a lot, and not just for gimmick plays, like playing quarterback. We haven't seen that in the first two games.
Where the fuck was Taysom?
I think he was on, like, one play, maybe, which we'll get into it, like you said, on the big show.
Honestly.
Yeah.
This is how we thought we'd win games, by Peyton outsmarting defense coordinators by scheming people like Harris and Hill into it.
But you can't do that if you're not in control of the game, maybe. And they never had – well, you're right. They did have control, and they were using those guys in the first quarter. But it's once the Vegas somehow, some magically with stripper dust or something, all of a sudden got the – the mojo on their side, and then they never looked back.
But I don't get that.
Maybe the Saints went out last night.
As the stories are going to start leaking out now, aren't they?
No, I don't know.
But it was working, so I don't know why we went away from it. Yes, I know the situation, the game changes, but hang on, just still do what we're doing on offense, because guess what? It's working. But, yeah.
And Andres Pete, I know he's not the reason we lost, but once again, every game you can find a couple of plays where he lets the team down, and it's big, major misses. I know on BS and Beer, Dave is going to defend him and at least say he knows people who say he's dominant, but you can't say that somebody's dominant if they constantly let the team down. If he's a turnstile.
Ryan Ramczyk's dominant. Armstead's dominant.
Right.
Yeah.
Zach Street was dominant. Willie Rofe was dominant. Andres Pete is just like some guy playing on the team.
He's definitely got pictures of Gale. That's why he got the contract. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Whatever. I don't.
It is mind-boggling, but we have to move on with Green Bay.
I think we're actually underreacting, actually. The way I felt about 15 minutes before we recorded this, I thought it was going to go a lot worse.
If we start recording halfway through the third quarter, I think you would have got completely
I can make it go worse if you want to.
I'll do it. We've got 5 seconds left. Go ahead. What are you going to make it worse?
I don't know.
All right. Yeah.
Fuck them all.
It's over. Season's over.
It's
shut
over.
Down.
Season's over. Look, seriously, if we keep playing like that, we'll be lucky to be 7-9.
Over 200 yards of penalties.
That's my fear. Last week they said, "Oh, we didn't play good. They got away with one. They didn't play good. We're going to fix it." This week they actually went in the wrong direction. They got worse. So now, of course, we're going to hear, "Oh, we're going to fix it." If they don't fix it next week, you have to start questioning their ability to fix it.
I did see a stat: Sean Payton, since 2006, is 500 in the month of September.
Okay. So we're still. So you're saying there's a chance?
You're telling me there's a chance.
That's right. And Dave did text and say, "Saints have not been 2-0 since 2013. This is not the end of the world, but gosh, it looked really bad tonight. We looked old and we lacked any kind of explosion. And I think that is the key. I'm going to hold on to. We are not a 2-0 starting team. That's just not Sean Payton's MO. We just swapped out that first game lost for first game, for a second game loss. That's how I'm going to look at it. All right. With that is the show we have for you. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United. Follow us on Twitter for daily conversation at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. Like us on Facebook to watch live broadcasts. Subscribe on YouTube to watch or listen as an alternative to your podcast app. And if you want to listen the old-fashioned way, go to DomePatrolPodcast.com. And don't forget, folks, in case you haven't noticed, on your feed, you are starting to see the BS and Beer podcast. That is because we have joined forces, just like we did with the Saints UK podcast a year ago. We are doing the same with BS and Beer. You are now listening to the Dome Patrol United Network presents the Dome Patrol podcast. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, 2-0 donkeys. Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Oh, yeah, that one as well. Yeah. I've been hanging around this town corner. I've been bumming around.